Welcome to the Go Procast, where we invite business doers who are changing lives by sharing their stories, their strategies and tactics, and who bravely talk about their failures that actually led to their biggest successes. Now it's time to Go Pro with Jeremy Torres. My guest today saw Biz Marquis spin at a small club while he was in college, and it changed his life. Now, Amani Roberts, aka DJ Amro, is a successful DJ, partnered streamer on Twitch, music producer, podcaster, and educator, along with being a business professional. He blends art with savvy business strategy, and Amani has performed around the world, co-released 3 remix EPs, and runs a music business that caters to corporate clients. He's also an adjunct professor at California State University and holds a master's in music business from Berklee College of Music. Please welcome to the Go Procast, Amani Roberts, aka DJ Amro.
My man. I love that intro. I love it. What's good?
Man, everything is good. In fact, you're beating me to the punch, man. I got one question I ask, and only one of every guest, and that's to start us off by telling us something good.
Ooh, something good. Spring is here. You know, things are getting better. School year is coming to a close, which is always good. So I'd say that. Those are my choices right there.
It is. I got a senior in high school, so school coming to an end is really big in our lives right now because we've got 4. And it's the last high schooler, so it's a lot for us to take emotionally. Our little one's all grown up, but also it's a start of a whole new life for my wife and I because essentially we're going to be empty nesters pretty soon. Yeah. So it's a really cool time in our lives.
Agreed. Congratulations to you. That takes a lot of work, so respect.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, we got some good ones. We got some good ones. But it's not about me. It's all about you today, DJ Amro. I'm a Miami kid. So okay. I grew up in the 80s with 2 Live Crew.
Uncle Luke.
You know, now we got in Flo Rida, and we got a bunch of great people down in
Pitbull. Pitbull.
Yeah. I know a couple of these guys from my past and a couple paths we've crossed. So really great people in the business. Let's start off by just talking about your past as a DJ and how you get into music and all that stuff, because, man, that is really, really intriguing to me.
Yeah, like as you said, I'm so glad you put the story about Biz Marquis in the intro. May he rest in peace. But yeah. I was in college, saw him perform at this club called Quigley's in Washington, D.C. And I just knew that's what I wanted to do. But I didn't quite have the courage to go for it because at that time, I didn't see that being a DJ could be a legit career. I was, you know, going through the corporate life. So eventually my career and life took me to Los Angeles and I decided to go for it. And here we are almost like pretty much 10 years just going full time. I've been a DJ for longer.
Wow.
Here we are still evolving.
Yeah. Yeah. So back in the day, I was amateur DJ. My friends and I, we used to DJ parties. We had the big speakers. I still got the big speakers. I got a 15 inch subwoofer here.
Look at you. I like that Stream Deck there too. You got the Stream Deck too.
Oh yeah. We had all the toys here. This is called the Get 2 Studio. So I come here and play all day, but, you know, we had the big speakers, we had the 2 turntables, we had all the wax, you know, and we just took turn playing records that we liked. How did you transfer from wax to digital? How was that? Because I still don't understand how you can scratch a disc. But
So I grew up in like the vinyl, the wax era. So I had lots of records, still have lots of records. When I was learning how to DJ, it had already made that transition to kind of
The
digital with Serato, because I started in like 2007.
Yeah.
So I think in like 2001, 2002 is when Serato kind of came out. It's like 20 years old. So I had kind of missed that transition. But for me, I was able to learn how to DJ on vinyl because I went to Scratch Academy, so they taught you on vinyl. Oh, so I know I can sling the wax back and forth the vinyl and go do vinyl sets. So I'm very fortunate because many people coming now only know about dragging like your MP3s to the different kind of virtual decks. Although you have the control vinyl on the turntable that's connected to the mixer, it works. Now you don't even need needles because you can get phases. But I know how to do that all, so I really am really grateful for the foundation that was built for me. So that
we're probably talking over a lot of people's
heads. Yes.
I still got a nice 2-deck two-deck mixing machine. It's newer, you know, and I'm horrible at it. We DJ our own little New Year's parties back. Remember back in the old days when we used to have New Year's parties?
Yeah. Now it's a little different. You just watch TV and go to bed.
Yeah, we do it at 10 o'clock. You know, we celebrate New Year's in Brazil, right?
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, you know, now that this whole thing is behind us, hopefully we get back to having people in our lives celebrate again. But yeah, so now really it's more just about mixing the tempo together and jumping from one song to the next. And just how do you identify with what the crowd is feeling? So I'll tell you something else too. I take almost all this stuff on the road with me to every Hurricanes football game. I got season tickets and I bring the generator and the subwoofers and the mixing table, and I'm the DJ. And I just watch people go by and I feel their energy, and I watch, and you can hear me from six rows around, you know. How do you do that in a party? If it just kind of feel the rhythm of the crowd and know what songs to play?
Yeah, I think that's the one skill that is always evolving, like to read a crowd, because no two crowds are ever the same. They're always different. They're never in the same mood, the same feeling every time. So just really kind of paying attention to visual cues when people are like kind of nodding to the music, if they're coming to the dance floor, if they're kind of singing along, if they're smiling, you know, you can keep going down that sort of genre track, if you like. If they're not feeling it, or they walk away, or they're kind of turning to the side, you might want to switch it up. And then if you're in a club, you know people are going to either be on the dance floor or they're not on the dance floor. So that's a dead giveaway. So
exactly.
Even virtually, if people are in the chat and, you know, they're commenting a lot about the songs, they're putting up different emotes or emojis, emoticons, then you're kind of on the right path. If not, you might want to switch up. But the beauty about being online like Twitch is that you can play what you want to play, and you don't really have to worry about the crowd because they're pretty much there for you and less about the music.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I want to talk a little bit about that in a minute. Really, it's amazing how music touches so many people. And you've kind of tapped into being the conductor of that, which as a musician, I was always felt like that was my pleasure, my honor to be that conductor of music to spirit, you know, and touching people where you can't do it with just, you know, your personality, your words, your excitement or energy. It's just more powerful. You transferred DJ, a really successful DJ business, into business coaching, correct?
Yeah, so I help out people really specifically if they want to kind of get online and activate like their Twitch accounts and kind of do the virtual thing that way. Hmm. I do a lot of helping with that, especially the last 2 years.
Yes.
I've been like a coach, like people who want to do live streaming. So we won't limit it to just Twitch, but live streaming in general, kind of similar to what you're doing here. But even live, like I really have helped out numerous people, whether it be with the equipment, whether it be with the platform, whether it be with formatting shows, like everything. And so that's kind of been very active for me the last 2 years specifically.
Yeah, and you're working with corporations and mixing your kind of talents of music and DJ to helping, showing them how they can help their business with branding maybe or marketing and spreading their name by doing so online because of your experience with the online DJing. Is that kind of the translation or the transfer of ideas from entertaining people to actually educating people about what you're doing and how you're doing it?
Yeah, like for example, in my book, I'll kind of draw similarities to how the first 15 minutes of a DJ set is like how we build rapport with clients, your ideal clients in real life, like your avatar. That's like in when we first start DJing, you know, you're just trying to feel out the crowd and kind of see what they're doing, see their mood, what their mood is, troubleshooting. You know, kind of every business has to go through some form, some aspect of troubleshooting. Same thing with DJing, whether it be a camera not working, needles not working, speaker. I mean, you know it, you've lived it, but you can't, the music can never stop. And so that's kind of, those are the parallels that I draw throughout a DJ set all day.
That's right.
All night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And it's directly related to business. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my next question is how did you take what are the skills or were the way you can read a room, the way you can read a crowd, how do you use that skill that you've cultivated to read people, especially when figuring out what they need in this genre?
I say through experience, you kind of know what will work, you know, for specifically what songs will bring people to the dance floor, what classic songs will work. And then you just have to adjust based on the demographics of the crowd that you're working with. And that's the same thing in business. You kind of know by talking to clients what excites them, what their goals are, and you try to meet them halfway to get them on board, and then you keep moving forward. And I think that's the way it works.
That's a huge one. Knowing your audience, knowing what moves them, in both their music on the dance floor, but also what moves their soul. Why are they doing what they're doing in business and how you can help them? That's really cool. And tell you what, man, I love what I'm doing. I'm first and foremost a business coach. Really, I actually first and foremost a professional speaker. I like being on stage. I like a microphone in my hand or on my lapel. I like the lights in my eyes so I can't see anything. And I like being on the ledge of that stage where people think I'm going to fall off. And trust me, I will one day. And I'll get a big laugh out of it. But that's my comfort zone, that razor edge. It's just in me like that. But it gets me a lot of business because I speak about coaching and business, helping businesses, and especially about the power of words and how it can change your whole business when you learn how to not only control yourself, but to really read the room and work with people and using the right words. So I've taken that and kind of leveraged it, this platform, StreamYard and YouTube and Spotify and all these things, to meet my target audience, not only yes. for my edification, but also, you know, it's a marketing ploy. Everybody knows that it's a tool. But also, I believe in building your brand is building personal relationships. So meeting people like you, it just is, it makes me so happy. However, live streaming, that's the next frontier for me. And a lot of my guests, all my guests, I think I've got, they're number 62 or one, something like that. And nobody has talked to me about Twitch and live streaming. And all of my listeners, I'm pretty sure very few of them most of them are my demographic and know about Twitch, or at least don't even know about it, or definitely aren't comfortable with it. So fill us in. Tell us a little bit about how Twitch works, what's good about it, and what's the benefits of it over this, I guess that we can call it traditional podcasting, which sounds funny because it's also kind of new in the realm of things. But
it is new. You know, Twitch, I'm a big fan. It's changed my life. I think that it's given me a skill set that I will never, ever not use. I think live streaming is like live interactive TV. I'm trying to think of the show for Netflix. I think it's called Black Mirror, where you can kind of choose your own adventure. Oh, yeah. And people love that. I think that's the way that live streaming should be looked at for all professionals like us. I think that, you know, I bet you if you ask your kids, do you know about Twitch? Have you been on there? Have you looked at it? I bet you they've been on it because the younger generation.
Gaming, right?
It is.
Very big for gaming.
But now you have a lot of musicians, like real musicians who are like singing, playing instruments. You have people like me who are DJing. They use the platform. Twitch live streaming. Twitch is like a platform where we can stream this interview live. So while we're having this interview, people can be in the chat, talking, asking questions, interacting. It's like live interactive TV. For me, I use it for a variety of ways. The first way I use it is that I have my DJ sets. I'll be DJing for 2-3 hours. I'm playing the music, interacting with the crowd. You know, they are donating things. They give bits on Twitch, which is like virtual donations. They'll subscribe to you, which means you get a certain percentage of the subscription. You build your subscriptions up. But also, kind of the one thing that I didn't really realize when I first started on Twitch is that it opens you up to people from around the world. I was DJing this past Sunday night. I had someone come in from Sweden. I had someone come in from Germany. I had someone come into my room from Brazil, like all over the world. Previously, like we go to like February 2020, I could DJ different places around the world. Like I've been DJing in Brazil, Toronto, Canada, Chicago, Vegas. I'm based in Los Angeles. So I go to DC, Florida, everywhere. Yeah. But now I have connections in the UK. Mm-hmm. I have connections in Argentina. I have connections in Amsterdam. Like all Australia, all over the world that I can talk to. I know they know me through Twitch, and it just makes you more of a global brand.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say that live streaming is just a way for you to broadcast your content live, have an intimate conversation with 3, 4, 5, 500, 5,000 people in your quote unquote room, and just share your expertise, but also come across just more human. Like you're talking, you might drop something, your dog might come on screen.
I love that.
But it's more authentic, and it gets you to your 1,000 true fans faster, in my opinion.
So I had a lot to unpack there because everything's going on. I tried to make some notes. I follow a guy from actually Amsterdam, and he's on every weekend at 12 o'clock, I think, and he plays reggae music, and he's this old guy in overalls. Mm-hmm. And he's a white, but he's a Rastafarian looking dude, and he plays reggae, and he just is the best guy to watch. I actually catch him on, I think, Facebook Live, but I'm sure he's everywhere. But he's got all these people. And, yeah, and he's always – the trick is, I think, acknowledging, right, because he's always giving love to every country that comes on. And yes. So I guess the trick or the question is it going on at the same time every week consistently over time? Is that how the best way to build that audience?
You hit the nail on the head. The key, in my opinion, to growing successfully on platforms like Twitch is just consistency. Consistency in – specifically the time that you're streaming. Like for me, Sundays 11 p.m. Eastern, like wow. Pretty much people know that by now, I'm there. Mondays 8 p.m. Eastern, people know. Now Tuesdays and Wednesdays had to adjust based on my teaching schedule, but for the most part, people know that like Tuesdays or Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm on for game night. And so if you can, we're creatures of habit. So yeah, we love a schedule. So if you give us a schedule, people will tune in, they'll tell their friends, they'll grow. The growth could be slow, it could be fast. Mm-hmm. But consistency is probably one of the most important things that you can do on Twitch. And then, you know, I'll also add in, then you want to make sure you have great sound and you don't need to spend a lot of money. You can get a really, you know, a Scarlett 2i2 for like $159 for good sound, cheap microphones, fine, good camera, you know, but build that way. If I were to show you one of my first streams and then show you how my streams look now, it's an amazing growth. And really, it's only been like a year and a half, 2 years. We've grown very fast. We've learned very fast that we've come along. And now I produce game shows. I produce award shows.
So you're producing for other folks now. You're taking your expertise where you cut your teeth and now applying that to other businesses.
Absolutely. Yes. And we use OBS, Open Broadcasting System, which I'm sure you're aware of. It's a little bit of a, you know, the next level from I started on StreamYard too. And you just kind of keep moving forward and growing. And I just learned something the other day. I use Sunday where if people redeem certain channel points, Twitch has something called channel points. So if they say they give 500 channel points, which they acquire by watching you live, then it'll switch to a scene from a movie. I do slow jams on Sunday night. So it'll switch to like a scene from Breakfast at Tiffany's, Love and Basketball, Love Jones. What's another movie we have there? Notting Hill. Some of my favorite movies. It'll switch those scenes. And people, that because what people crave is just interaction and they love to see little things pop up on the screen.
Goals. They're achieving little goals and having wins.
Yeah, just like the lightning bolt and things coming down. Yes. Like people love that. And if they could activate that themselves, they love it even more. So those are just an example about how you interact. I know I went down a rabbit hole. I could
do that it's sometimes. Great.
Because that's kind of some of the things and how it works.
Wow. So, and how do you think business people can use Twitch? I understand it started with gamers and I get that. And then now it's gone to musicians and DJs, which is great. Still more entertainment, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But if I were to say, go on Twitch every week or whatever it is, a couple times a week at certain times and talked about different principles of business or how I help people, who I help them, why I help them, and build that audience that way and not charge people. Can you charge people to be in your room on Twitch? But also, if not, you make money the other way. Is it viable for business coaches or people just talking about what, like a marine diesel generating company, what do they do? How do they help people? Are you seeing any of that?
So I think we're at the you know, I guess the start of that. Absolutely think it's going to be very viable for you. You have stories you can tell. You can have a Q&A session. You can interview someone live. You can bring on maybe some business partners. Absolutely. I think it's just a way for people to get to know you on a more intimate level. And, you know, you can share maybe, you know, the top 7, you know, tips for being more productive or effective, like things that business coaches help their paying clients do. You can give people just a little snippet on Twitch or YouTube, get them, draw them in. You can grow your mailing list. Mailing lists are very valuable. You can grow your mailing list because you can put little commands in the chat. People can tune in. People will donate to you. You can create a talk show. One of the things I'm creating now is a music business industry talk show. You can create a talk show where you can share your subject matter expertise. You can be of service to the public. And we know, you know, that when you're of service, people will come to you and they'll give you business.
You know,
and,
hold on. You only get one of these shows. That's so big. Being in service and of service is, like you said, consistency for Twitch, but the consistency of being in service or the secret to success for business is that service and servant mindset attitude.
Yeah. And then you also asked about, say, if someone's selling like diesel fuel, some kind of random or really niche business. Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. The CEO, the director of marketing can come on to Twitch, tell us, just educate us. People want to learn. And you might not say if you're based in like, you know, Boise, Idaho, but there could be someone in Florida that wants to learn about this. There could be someone in like New Hampshire. There could be someone in Bogota, Colombia that's watching, right, that wants to learn.
You're not worldwide.
You're worldwide. And even the most random of people, and really, as you know, in sales, it's less about the product. You're more selling yourself. So if people get to know you on Twitch or Life, and they learn about you and what makes you go, they're going to come to you when it's time to give you their business. So even the most random of niches, you can create a space there, and you don't have to have 5 or 7 or 1,000 people on your stream. If you're marketing, you can take some of your marketing time, because it's not really dollars once you get the equipment. You can take some of your marketing time and just create a live stream for 1 day a week, 2 days a week, but then you just download the content and you can chop it up and put it all across your social media, on your email, repurpose it. Absolutely. And just because it's live, it's
just leave
there.
This flames. Well, I'm just going to leave these on all day, DJ Amro, because you are just, you're all over it. I mean, everything. Yeah. You beat me to every punch. I say, if you're like the Ali a podcast, because it's perfect. Your knowledge is actually showing that this is just where you live, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is... And what I'd like to do, and just as you're talking, you give me some great ideas, and I have to say this because I'll miss it. I have to re-listen to this again, but I can really see how somebody like me, like business coaching, man, what's exciting about that? But what you do is, what I see is coming in here, putting in some sparkly lights, turning on the music, which is what I'm really in touch with, and having that music on the bed and really just making it about a party. Maybe, you know, having a cocktail over here and making it more of a conversational talk show. And a top 10 have different guests on and different clients on and different people think, wow, I never thought about that. I could learn that about my business, or that aspect could earn me more revenue, or yada, yada, yada. It could make it really a different type of show where you're marrying music and business, because it's not yet there. So let's transition it in a way that on a platform that is already there with like the music vibe and stuff. So you've got me inspired, and if anyone who knows me, I go 1, 2, 13. So watch out for me. I got to learn how to even spell Twitch first, but I promise.
We'll help you. We can help you, but exactly.
Let's talk about some of your websites and stuff, because they're really cool. This one is your DJ website. I got to hire whoever did this for you too. That is awesome. Yes. Great stuff. This is where people can find you. And let me climb up this ladder here, find my dang mouse. I'm lost. There we go. Yeah. This is what you say, right? Live stuff and stuff. We're not quite live, but I don't really care about these flows. But there you go. So there it's the AmaniExperience.com. All right. Visit www.amaniexperience.com. And when it looks like you can get everything from this website. But one things I picked out separate here is for the podcast, the Amani Experience podcast, and also your book, DJs Mean Business. And I love that you don't have your face half cropped off, because it's not all about you, right? It's about it's about the vibe that you're, that's a great picture there. And it's about what you do, what you teach, who you help. So tell us who you help, who's your kind of like your ideal person who's listening to this. How can you help them? Because we want people to come to you and get all this great experience, expertise, and use it to leverage their success.
I would say there's two sets of people that I really, really love to work with. First, it's people who want to learn about live streaming, starting off their own live stream from their business, or if they have a hobby, things like that. So that's kind of the people that I love to work with. And then businesses, whether or not you're looking to kind of increase their teamwork ability within your team. One thing that I do now is we have certain game shows that if you're having events, so if you're having an event and, you know, it's a hybrid or a virtual event and, you know, we all are zoomed out, but if you have like a 30-minute break in there or 45-minute break, but you want to have a game show in the break to keep people activated or to review the content you review throughout your meeting, that's something that's really effective. That's kind of one of my more busier growing segments of my business. And so those are kind of the two segments of people that I help, and, you know, people that want to learn, people that want to further activate their events, whether it be in person or hybrid. And that's just kind of my sweet spot right now.
Man, that is really fun stuff. And I'm definitely going to take you up on it. I'm going to talk to you offline about some of these lessons, because I believe as a business coach, you need to always be growing and learning and having coaches in your life. I typically have two coaches at any one time for learning how to speak better, how to write better, how to present better, how to, you know, do anything better, even the business side of my business, how to get that better. So definitely look up Amani Roberts, the AmaniExperience.com, the podcast, the book, the live shows, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern, Mondays 11 p.m. Eastern, Tuesdays. I mean, we're going to look you up. I'm going to be on some of these. I'm going to be donating to you and learning how to do it, because I believe not only in serving but in giving. The more you give, the more you get. But
thank you.
We appreciate you. Please stand by for me for 1 second, because I want to come back and talk to you, usually just to say goodbye, but I'm going to actually hit you up for some knowledge here, because this is awesome. It's what I do, why I do it. Yes. But thank you for being on with us today.
It's been my pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you very much. I had a great time talking to you. It was fun.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we bring on the best people, I believe. I'm finding more and more the uniqueness of people and bring them on here, not the plain boring guests that are on all the time. My guests are unique. They're fun. DJ Amro is a perfect example of this, where we want to learn. I want to learn just as much as you guys do. And the more we can continue growing ourselves, means the more we can go out and help more people. And, you know, the universe is going to put the right person in your path every single time you're ready for something new. That's what I feel like we just witnessed today. So we will talk to you next time. And remember to go pro.